Good morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to welcome all of you for this day dedicated to the future of epidemiology in the big data era. I would like, first of all, to thank our guest speakers. Some of them came from very far away for this very exciting day. And as you have seen, I mean, like in many other fields, big data are now part of epidemiology, and the discipline itself had to adapt to this very different way of looking at data and analyzing them. So with Hugues Achard, a colleague of mine at Institut Pasteur, we decided to dedicate this symposium to analyze this, which, as you will see from the program, are mainly oriented around the genomic data, which were probably the first of data available as big data in the area of epidemiology. And with this regard, the first two presentations will be dedicated to one of the largest existing cohort using big data for health, and particularly genomic big data for health, which is a UK biobank. So Jonathan Marchini will make a general presentation of the UK biobank study, and it will be followed by Raymond Walters, who will give you some of results that can be obtained through the analysis of this data. We will then follow with two more technical presentations on way of analyzing big data using more traditional statistics. I hope you will not mind if I use that word traditional, Luc, for your presentation. And this will be followed by Jean-Philippe Vert, who will give you some examples of applications of artificial intelligence in the area of big data for health. Then Marie-Pierre Dubé will give you a talk on pharmacogenomics and big data, showing you how you can use genomics to look at the different efficiency of drugs according to the host susceptibility. And then we will have a presentation after the lunch break by Robert Barucchi on environmental data. This may be the first time we will get a bit away from genomics, but another source of big data for the future is going to be environmental exposures, which are becoming increasingly available. And Robert Barucchi, as many of you know, is one expert in that field. Later on during the day, we will step back a little bit and reflect on the use of those data. Then for this, Adrienne Koppels, who is well known for her work on GWAS, decided later on to look a little bit at how do people interpret data, results based on their genetic risk and how do they understand it. We will also have Claude Kirchner, from the National Ethics Committee, who will tell us where the National Committee in France, how they are thinking about the use of big data for health, either the way studies should be performed or the way results could be applied, basically, and used for guiding the management of patients. And finally, we will conclude this day with David Hunter, will give us his latest thoughts on polygenic risk scores. I mean, how should we interpret them? What do they mean? So again, I would like to thank our guest speakers because you have been extremely nice in making in being available for this day. And I wish all of you a very exciting day. Now I hand the floor to Dominique, who will chair the first session.